from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin in Southern California, where more than a year after a massive methane leak, regulators say SoCalGas could soon begin pumping gas into the Aliso Canyon storage field. But there's a catch. They would only be able to do it at one-third capacity. The company shut down the facility in late 2015, and it took another 3 months to plug a leak that forced evacuations in northern Los Angeles County. Regulators say no decision about whether to reopen the gas field will be made until the public has a chance to weigh in over the next several weeks. We're going to move now to Washington, D.C. to check in with our team covering the inauguration. We begin with KQED senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, who says California Republicans are E-X-I-C-T-E-D about the incoming Trump administration.
In some ways, Republicans in California are the party's bad news bears. They hold no statewide offices and are barely relevant in Sacramento. But California Republican Party Chair Jim Brulte is exuberant about the impact President Trump could have on the state, like corporate tax reform that would encourage companies like Apple to bring home billions now offshore, in turn, says Brulte, sending cash to the state treasury. And Brulte thinks Democrats are making a mistake, promising to oppose Trump at every turn.
Many of Donald Trump's policies will be very, very beneficial to California, and California is not on Donald Trump's radar screen, and I don't know why we would want to put it on Donald Trump's radar screen in a negative way.
Brulte, a former state legislator, thinks Democrats should focus on balancing the state budget, which he gleefully notes is out of balance before Trump takes office. For their part, Democrats from Governor Jerry Brown on down are lining up, pledging to resist Trump's policies on health care, immigration, and climate change. All that was on the minds of mayors from across the nation who are also meeting this week in Washington. With that part of the story, here's KQED's Guy Marzorati.
Speaking before hundreds of city leaders at the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting, Vice President-elect Mike Pence extended an invitation to Friday's presidential inauguration.
I hope as many of you as are able will stay in Washington, D.C. through the balance of this week after your conference and join us on Friday to celebrate the advent of a new administration.
But many of California's Democratic mayors said they plan to flee for the airport once the meeting concludes on Thursday. That doesn't mean the incoming Trump administration and national policy will be ignored over the next 2 days of the conference. Later today, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee and fellow Democrats will issue a call to action to protect the Affordable Care Act. All that focus on potential future skirmishes with the Trump administration doesn't sit well with Irvine Mayor Donald Wagner, a former state assemblyman.
I'm of the view that we ought to give the Trump administration an opportunity and see how it performs. There are, and are legitimately, I think, some serious questions. We've all heard those. We've all rehearsed those. We've all known about them. They're simply, you know, they're out there. Okay. He is still the president-elect, and at the end of this week, he will be our president. And so I am hopeful for the best.
One thing mayors across party lines sounded hopeful for is benefiting from a nationwide infrastructure bill promised by the incoming Trump administration. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati in Washington, D.C.
And while many are looking to get out of Washington, D.C. before the inauguration, a group of Central Valley horse riders have saddled up and headed to the nation's capital. KQED's Central Valley reporter Vanessa Roncagno reports on the inauguration riders.
I need 500. Beating you to 500, been given 500.
In a white Stetson and gleaming belt buckle, Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke stands on stage, rallying the crowd to open their wallets. He wants help sending the Merced County Sheriff's posse to their third inaugural parade.
Just the horses going is $25,000.
Because, Warnke says, it's not cheap to ride in luxury, climate-controlled trailers. He admits Sheriff's Posse is kind of a misnomer for the group.
I'm the only gunslinger.
They're mostly farmers and ranchers, but Warnke says it sounds cooler this way.
What are we going to be called? The Almond Tree Growers Posse? Got to be Sheriff's Posse.
Posse members will ride 14 decked-out Palominos and wear dazzling outfits.
The uniforms are actually jeweled with emeralds and rubies and rhinestones. This isn't one of those that they went and bought at Kmart.
They'll carry American flags and wave to the new president. But for Central Valley donors supporting the trip, it's more than pomp.
Often our voices aren't heard. And I mean, there's a lot of problems within the valley, but there's a lot to be proud of. And I think that's part of what the posse is going we're being recognized at a national level.
Catherine Stavrianoudakis isn't a Trump fan, but she is a posse supporter. Some people raised concerns about public funds being used for the trip, but Sheriff Warnke says it's all being paid for with private donations. And, he says, for the posse, this isn't about politics. They wanted to go to the inauguration no matter who won the election.
Whether you care about the man or not, the bottom line is the president of the United States is the leader of the greatest nation in the world. We're going out to represent every citizen within our community and doing so with our heads held high.
For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Merced.
For years, California regulators have allowed oil companies to dump wastewater into protected aquifers. This, despite the fact that aquifers could be used as drinking water, are protected by federal law. But state officials allowed oil companies to put wastewater in some of them due to bad record keeping and miscommunication. Now, state officials say they're closing 450 of these wastewater disposal wells, but allowing 1,600 of them to continue while the state does environmental reviews. This is before a February 15th federal deadline to stop the practice. Some environmental groups say wastewater disposal should have been stopped years ago when the mistakes were first discovered.
Support for the California Report comes from Wharton San Francisco's Executive MBA program, delivering a rigorous academic experience immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access to a globally connected network. Wharton.upenn.edu. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
Little Central Valley band called Granddaddy playing us out today. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, January 18th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.